This is KUT. The Austin Independent School District is continuing to make plans to spend money from the recently passed $1 billion bond, including money designated to help better utilize district facilities. That could mean renovating and consolidating schools that are currently under-enrolled. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on what that plan would mean for 6 schools in East Austin.
The whole discussion over what to do with the 6 schools comes down to enrollment. Norman, Sims, Metz, Sanchez, Zavala, and Brooke all house significantly fewer students than the buildings can handle. And it's costly to pay for utilities and staff in underutilized buildings. So a few years ago, the district created a master plan for all schools in the district, and these 6 were designated as schools to focus on. Edmund Oropez, AISD's Chief Officer for Teaching and Learning, says the district is approaching this problem in 2 ways.
One, we're going to focus on how do we increase enrollment at those campuses that are under-enrolled. And the second thing is continue the conversations as we move forward on what does the future of those campuses look like.
What he means by discussing the future is having the conversations around what happens if enrollment doesn't go up. For example, Norman and Sims Elementary Schools got $25 million from the recently passed tax bond. One of those schools will get a complete renovation, and if after a few years both are still under-enrolled, they'll consolidate into the renovated school. The district and school board will decide by February which school will get renovated. This is the same situation for Metz, Zavala, and Sanchez Elementary Schools. One of these schools will receive a total renovation and could later consolidate if the 3 schools don't see an increase in enrollment over the next few years. Again, AISD's Oropez.
If the population cannot support multiple schools, we have to have those difficult conversations to say. Now, we're trying to, if that does happen, we have a modern, state-of-the-art facility where that can serve like multiple schools.
But those plans have upset some parents. The community at Brook Elementary spent the week under the impression their school would close either this or next school year. The district hosted a meeting Wednesday to discuss the future for the school, one of the most under-enrolled in the district. Sandra Cresswell, Associate Superintendent for Elementary Schools, acknowledged the district's role in the miscommunication.
There's been some conflicting stories, and I'm just going to own it and say that some of it is because we put the cart before the horse. We wanted to look at all possibilities, but unfortunately, the one that got the most attention was that closing Brook.
The district and these schools have several challenges ahead to boost enrollment. One of the biggest can't really be fixed by AISD. Home prices in East Austin have skyrocketed in recent years, making it harder for some families to remain in that part of town or afford to move in the first place. Claire McInerney, KUT News.